Let's go over the ground rules again. I want to make sure you have complete understanding of how this is going to work. So, under no circumstances, and I mean none, are you to speak. Second, if I catch you so much as even looking at any of the students, well, not only will the contract be null and void, but you could be in a lot of trouble. So, do we understand each other? And you agree to this. Whatever happens in that room, you will not speak, and you certainly won't touch anyone. You won't even look at them. Okay? Alright. Good morning, class. How are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
That's great. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I told you it was going to be a special day today. And I want you to meet our special guest. He's here to help us learn about the male body. That's right, girls. Today we're going to be talking about sex and sexuality. And I thought that the best way, the absolute best way for you to learn would be to have a live subject. Now, we're going to be doing some things today and seeing some things today that many of you might be a little shocked by. Some of you may have never seen these kinds of things before. Some of you may become aroused, and that's perfectly acceptable. So let's go ahead and begin, shall we? Now, first things first, we'll need our guest to strip so you can see the naked male body. How many of you have seen a male naked before?
Ooh.
Okay, so one or two of you, but for the most part, you haven't seen anyone, at least in real life, am I right? So, yeah. Here he's standing in front of us, and you can see that he more or less has the same body parts as you or I, with a few exceptions. So, obviously, he has different genitals. Now, who can tell me what we're looking at here?
Oh, it's a penis.
That's right, Caroline. That's the penis. And how about here?
Well,
balls?
Yes,
that's the colloquial term for it, but it's also called the scrotum.
Oh.
It's where the testicles are.
Okay.
And the testicles hold semen. Now, this is the material, the substance that comes out when a man ejaculates. That's right, and that's what happens after sexual arousal and stimulation. And semen contain sperm, which are used to fertilize a woman. So, come on, girls, you can get a little bit closer. You don't have to sit way back there. Yes, that's a good idea, Angela. Why don't we take a moment and, if you'd like to touch, that's perfectly fine.
Should we be taking
notes?
You don't
have to touch it in any particular way. You can move things around. Get a good look. I'm sure our guest wouldn't mind. He can just stand there with his hands behind his back. Maybe spread his legs slightly. Come on, girls. A little bit closer. You can put your hands anywhere you like. He seems to be Yes, Caroline. So, as you can see, our guest here is starting to have a response. It seems that all of these interested parties are arousing him. So, what do we call what our guest is now sporting? So what is the name, the technical term for that?
Is it an erection?
We learned about this last week. That's right. He has an erection. That's when the blood pumps to the penis, makes it hard. And yes, the penis does change shape and size. Yes, go ahead. See for yourself why it's called getting hard. You can touch it.
Oh.
It is kind of soft at the same time. Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. I'm so glad Sarah brought that up. It's quite an interesting fact that, yes, it is hard, but it also feels quite soft to the touch. That's right. Go ahead. Stroke it. That's no problem.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. It's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels interesting.
Ah. So you're wondering why our guest is making these sounds.
Yeah.
Well, it's likely that having all these hands on him. Yes, and it's fine to touch him there too. You can go ahead and
over here
to
too.
Be somewhat gentle.
Really?
With that body part.
Oh, okay.
Because those are very sensitive. And you can
like, yeah, like
fondle them. You can rub them.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
In some cases, depending on the person involved, you can get a little more aggressive, if you will. But I think a general rule of thumb is don't hurt it. That's right. So you can go ahead and touch and stroke there. And there. That's fine. Yes. And now, one of the primary ways that men masturbate is wrapping their hand around the shaft and pumping up and down.
Oh!
Right. Just like that. You've got it, Misty.
Misty's doing that.
You know exactly what you're doing.
Of course she
does.
Oh,
well, that would explain it. Well, slow down. We want everyone to get a chance to try that.
Yeah, I want to try.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Caroline, you can try.
What about me?
Mm-hmm.
Like this?
Sarah, you too.
Okay.
Now you see what we have here. That's called pre-cum. Yes, it's a substance that tends to arise before a man ejaculates completely. Yes, I think this is rather nice. Okay, girls, I think our guest is getting a little too excited, so let's just...
Aww.
Oh, let's just back off for just a moment, okay?
Do we have to?
That's right. Take a step back.
Fine.
We're not quite done with our friend here.
Okay.
That's right. We're going to have you come over here. And... lean onto my desk. Yep. You can lean right onto your elbows.
See this bum?
And then bend over. Well, okay, come on over, girls. Now, obviously, this is the posterior, and I want to talk a little bit about the male prostate. Now,
what's
girls,
that?
The prostate is an organ that helps produce the substance that men ejaculate, which leads to fertilization. It is also an organ that can produce very positive sexual pleasure. And so I want to take a little bit of time to demonstrate for you how this works. So, a couple of things to keep in mind when you're going to stimulate the prostate. You always want to use something with a flared base, and that's because you don't want to lose whatever item you're using inside the rectum. That could be a very awkward trip to the hospital. So, I'm going to just use my fingers. Now, I have long enough fingers that that's possible. But many of you have very small hands, and so you would need to use a tool of some kind, such as a dildo or other prostate massager. So, I'm going to go ahead and use this lubricant. No, it's very important that you use lubricant, because without lubricant you can tear the rectal wall. So, go ahead and put this lubricant.
Okay.
And lubricate my finger.
Whoa.
And I'll just go ahead and, if our guests would be so kind, to lean over just a little bit further. That's right. Now you see, girls, his anus is exposed. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one finger and I'm just going to massage around.
Huh.
Just gently.
Wow.
Now, for some reason, perhaps it's being in front of a room full of young women, he's very tense, and he needs to relax. Otherwise, this won't be nearly as pleasant as it could be. That's right. Just relax. This is going to happen. So you should relax, and just let it happen. And why it's important for him to relax, girls, is because when you relax, your muscles aren't tense, which will make it easier for us to touch. And so now I'm just going to go ahead and slide this finger inside. And I'm going to press in, and now that my finger is fully inside, I'm just going to curl my finger slightly. Yep, in this direction. That's right.
Oh, look at his face.
And for the best prostate stimulation, you don't really want to thrust too much. You want to rub gently with firm pressure. That's right. So now, as you can see, as I do this, you see that his penis is moving and responding to the touch.
Oh, that's so neat.
And what expression does he have on his face, Caroline?
He looks pretty excited right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's seen that this is pleasurable. So I'll continue to rub. And Sarah, I want you to take a close look and tell me whether there is any
Totally.
Coming from our guest's penis.
Yeah, like a whole big line of it.
Ah, there is. It
looks really sticky.
Well, that's to be expected. This kind of stimulation often produces that. In fact, there are sometimes, and some men, depending on the situation, who can orgasm completely just from this stimulation alone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. However, not all men can do so. Some men need a little more assistance in order to be able to do that. So, girls, I need a couple of volunteers.
Oh, me.
Of course, Caroline. And Sarah.
And me.
Okay. Go ahead. What I want you to do now is I want you to stroke our guest penis the way that we talked about earlier.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Just like that. Gently. In fact, why don't you... Well, I can't get it for you because my finger's busy. Why don't you, Misty, go grab that bottle of lube.
Okay.
And lube up the hands of Caroline and Sarah.
Sure.
Now lubrication. It's not necessary, but it does make the experience more pleasurable. Why might this be, girls?
Oh, because
it's last week we talked about
yeah, it's like
female arousal. We talked about the production of moisture, wetness. Right. So that probably feels more natural. So go ahead. Don't be shy. It won't hurt you. Stroke it just like that. Yes. And continue. Yes. He is making quite a bit of noise now, isn't he? Mm-hmm. And he's breathing hard. And I can feel his muscles clenching around my fingers. I believe that he is very much enjoying this experience, or at least his body is. That's it, girls. Keep stroking. Now, if you'll notice, just underneath the head of the penis, remember we talked about the different parts of the penis a few weeks ago, just under the head of the penis, on the underside of the shaft, it's a very sensitive area. That's called the frenulum. It has many nerve endings. So just go ahead and give that area a little rub with your thumb.
Like this?
Just like that.
Oh.
Okay. Now both of you.
He's moving around. One hand each.
That's right. Stroke up and down. Now you want a nice grip, but not too firm. Not too loose, not too firm. Just like that, yes. Keep stroking. And I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to increase the rate at which I'm rubbing against our guest's prostate. And I think he's getting quite close. What do you girls think? That's right, so he's going to ejaculate, isn't he? How very exciting.
Yeah.
And so, shall we help him by counting down?
Uh-huh. Let's do that.
Yeah. We can do that as a group.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
All right. We're going to count down from 10.
Okay.
And see if we can't get you to come by the time we reach 0. 10.
Yeah, let's do it. 10.
9. 8.
7.
Keep stroking, girls.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
And
1.
Oh, very good.
Wow. Whoa.
Yes. It is quite sticky, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What a mess.
Well done, girls. So, I think we've learned a lot today. And maybe our guest will come back for another lesson. Thank you so much for coming.